Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Senator Laura Reinbold of Eagle River was escorted from a meeting of the Alaska House Health and Social Services Committee on Tuesday after being asked to wear an anti-COVID mask. At the time, she was wearing a transparent face shield that didn't follow the legislature's mask mandate. Democratic House Representative of Anchorage, Zach Fields, asked that Reinbold wear a mask if she's going to remain in the room. After Fields' comment, the committee's two co-chairs paused the hearing, an act that cut the hearing's online audio feed. The video feed continued to broadcast, showing Speaker of the House Louise Stutes of Kodiak and the House Rules Committee Chairman Bryce Edgman of Dillingham arriving at the hearing and talking to Reinbold, audio of which was recorded specifically on Reinbold's Facebook page.
Laura, we're going to ask you to put a mask on. No, that doesn't work in here, and that's not the parameters that we have set for the House. So if you want to stay in here, you're either going to have to put a mask on or you're going to have to leave.
But I have a face shield on, and I'm complying with
it. It doesn't work in here. I'm sorry. You can have a choice. I mean, if you want to stay, we have a mask for you.
But I am complying with the policy.
You're not complying with the House policy, Laura. So you can either put the mask on or you can leave.
The executive director is coming to ask you to leave.
Okay, I'm going to excuse myself.
Thank you.
Jessica Geary, director of the nonpartisan agency that operates the Capitol on behalf of the legislature, said that Reinbold was not removed by Capitol Security. She said that she was asked to leave by the co-chairs for not wearing a proper face covering and that security was asked to assist. Rules in place since the start of this year's legislative session require legislators and staff to wear tight-fitting CDC-approved masks in committee hearings and in the House and Senate chambers. Reinbold has been a leading opponent of state and local measures intended to restrict the spread of COVID-19. The governor has accused her of spreading misinformation. Governor Mike Dunleavy Tuesday announced effective immediately the COVID-19 vaccine is available for all individuals who live or work in Alaska and are age 16 and older, making Alaska the first state in the country to completely remove eligibility requirements. And addressing Alaskans last night on his social media pages,
we are headed towards being the first state that will have herd immunity amongst all the other states. Why is this important? Because we want to get our economy back up and running. We want to get our society back up and running. We want to put this virus behind us as far as possible, as soon as possible. This gives us the ability now in Alaska to far outpace other states. And my suggestion is going to be, if you're thinking about it, now's an opportunity to get the vaccination. But again, the news is we start tomorrow. The vaccinations for 16 and older for any and all Alaskans, whether you live here or you work here, will be open. But I would ask that you give some due consideration. Again, a lot of Alaskans have been vaccinated. Many have not. They're contemplating it. But given my own experience, which I just shared, I'll be signing up for a vaccination. Hope as many of you will as possible. And for those that don't, can't, or don't want to, again, I respect that. And I think we'll get enough Alaskans that want to be part of this process that we're going to put this behind us as quickly as possible.
The Pfizer vaccine is available to individuals who are 16 and older, while the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are available to individuals who are 18 and older. All three authorized vaccines have showed to be effective at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death caused by COVID-19. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.